This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Happy Wednesday morning, all. We are the Junks. We're coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network on the TV side of things. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, it's very simple. You go to cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team. I'm Cakes, at Money Metal Cakes is where you find me on your Twitter. At Cakes Flops is where you check me out on Instagram. I'm joined by Jason Bishop.
What's up?
Good morning to you.
Wednesday. It's Wednesday.
It is a Wednesday. I'm also joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning. I'm
rainy Wednesday.
The rainy Wednesday. Well, I got tea time, and the guys are like, "Are we going to get it in?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I think so."
You don't pay attention. I would have told you.
No. I do pay attention. But here's the thing, Jason. I have two different tabs up on my Weather Channel.
Mm-hmm.
One is for Ithaca, New York, so I know what the weather's going to be like when I'm up there every weekend. You know, because now it's Cornell volleyball season,
right?
And then the other I have for Kensington or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been looking at the Ithaca.
You've been looking at the Ithaca.
And I'm like, yeah, it's cloudy, but I think it's going to be fine. I've been looking at it all week. And I'm like, yeah, it's cloudy, but we're going to be okay. Don't worry. And the guys are like, wow, you're optimistic.
Right.
And I'm like, I don't know what you guys are seeing.
Yeah, what weather report are you dummies looking at?
And then I get up this morning, it's pouring.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Relentless rain. Yeah. And I look, I go, I've been looking at the New York forecast.
Yeah, it's
kind
problem.
Of a Donkey Kong.
It's only a couple hundred miles away.
Don't look at tabs. Just ask me.
Yeah, that's your weather. That's your weather app right there.
Your only true golf day would be tomorrow. Even though I'm sure every course will be CPO.
Yeah,
but tomorrow will be your day.
I played yesterday.
I already have. I did too.
And that
I
slop.
Practiced. Yeah, I practiced.
That's just not fun.
Played.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
not fun.
Full on rain gear. Right. It was like Caddyshack.
Because you played later in the day then.
Because
in the morning, it wasn't bad.
I mean, it was raining pretty steadily.
Trust me. I know. I checked the weather and the radar. They said it was going to be like over within an hour and a half. And I go, okay, we can deal with that. Yeah, I can deal with this. I've played in worse.
Yeah.
And then it just, the heavens opened up and poured the entire time.
And you still stuck it out?
Still stuck it out.
You must have been playing good.
I shot 83 in it, so I was
That's pretty
happy.
Good. Yeah.
Pretty good. You're going to stick with it.
Wacky Jack Ysaise shot 37 on the back of the ring.
That's awesome.
Good for him.
So here's a free plug for your boys, Jason.
Mm-hmm.
Last time I wore those William and Harry shoes, they were so comfortable, I didn't take them off, and I just wore them in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And this morning, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to put those on. I'm currently wearing my William and Harry shoes.
There you go.
Because they're so comfortable.
They are comfortable.
I still had them in my house.
Yep.
I was like, I'll just wear them.
Mm.
You know, and then I'll take them off and put them in my trunk. I usually keep my golf shoes, like most humans, in my trunk.
Right.
But these, because they're so comfortable, I actually forgot I was wearing golf shoes.
They are very comfortable.
How about that for an endorsement? They're so comfortable.
I don't know why people aren't going to the website and ordering.
By the way, I know some people are concerned because they're a little tight.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave you a big-ass shoehorn. Because I've worn them a few times, I don't need that shoehorn anymore. Like, they're loosening up. And again, snake skin.
And WilliamandHarry.com. And William and Harry is not named after the royal family.
Not after the two princes.
No. It's kind of a joke off of William and Mary, because that's where the store is in Williamsburg, right on the William and Mary campus.
But they
couldn't call it WilliamandMary.com.
Right. They get in trouble.
So they say,
people be confused.
We'll just mess with people. WilliamandHarry.com.
Okay. Good.
I kind of like it. Can you just ask our guy?
Rhett.
Rhett. Yep. Can you ask Rhett if I get the black pair? I'd like a black pair.
Yeah. I'll text him today.
Yeah. Thank you.
I want to get this. I want to get the gray pair.
I'll take the grays too, but I like the black. Yeah. But honestly, I for the first few times, I'll be honest, because they're so snug and they're so form fitting, I needed that big ass shoehorn.
Yep.
Now I just use big old Arsenio finger and put it in there. No problem.
Stick it in.
Yeah, just stick it in.
Very good.
But alas, I think it doesn't look promising.
No. Well, no, it's not.
I mean,
but at least we're not on the Gulf Coast of Florida, where tomorrow night they're probably going to get 9 to 12 feet of storm surge.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe even higher in some parts. 15 feet, they said.
My good friends live down there now. You know, they're volleyball parents that have really gotten to know really, really well. And they live in Tampa, and they're in the heart of all this stuff often.
Mm-hmm.
And I always ask them, like, how do you deal with it? Well, they sold their house, like, a couple years ago, and they just live in a big-ass, high-rent, super nice condo. And he's like, we're 17 floors up. Like, it doesn't matter. Yeah, anything good. Can happen down there. Who cares?
Yeah.
You know, you just,
well, they just can't leave.
You just can't really go anywhere for a day or two.
Yeah, you're just trapped.
But, yeah, so they never flee.
Mm.
You know, before when you had a house, you know, where it's a little bit more vulnerable.
Better go get some sandbags. Stop the flooding.
Well, they actually have some new things that have replaced sandbags that are pretty effective.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know anything about stopping flooding.
Yeah.
Just don't have to worry about it.
They were maxing out people in Tampa 10 sandbags per car.
Mm. Is that what they're doing?
Yeah. They maxed them out. You know, the cops were handing them all out.
And you know what I mean? I don't pay attention. Is that the epicenter? Where's the epicenter of this thing?
Well, they don't know exactly yet, but it's going to be
in the Tampa
anywhere
area?
From Tallahassee to Tampa, depending on what track it takes.
Right.
That's a big, long stretch, but the whole area is the epicenter, pretty much.
It's massive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it is. It's right now, it's just a tropical storm. It's not a hurricane yet.
Rain sucks. I know Jason loves rain. I hate rain.
I don't like rain all day. I like it for my yard.
Yeah.
Turn the sprinkler system off. I like doing that.
All right, let me ask you a question. You're so into greenery.
Mm-hmm.
Could you live, I have a lot of family that live in Arizona. Could you live in Arizona and have desert, a little cactus and all that?
I couldn't be landlocked.
Oh, you just don't like the fact that there's no ocean near you?
Yeah, I need to be on the coast.
A few hours somewhere.
I mean,
need to be on the coast.
Go to Mexico coast in the same amount of time you get to Ocean City.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't want to go to Mexico.
Being landlocked.
You don't want to cross the border.
Yeah. It's not about being landlocked. I'm just asking because of your love of greenery. Oh. Could you live?
I just couldn't deal with the heat in the summer.
Yeah, the heat's just unbearable.
They do say it's a dry heat. There is something to be said for it. Now Vegas is different because it's 120 or whatever. But in Arizona, it's not that bad.
Our guy Bikey Botts lived in Arizona for a long time.
He said he'll.
No, he said he'll never go back.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's like living on the surface of the sun.
Right, yeah. What do you mean it's not that bad? So of course it's bad.
Intensely
hot. I've been there in the summer, heart of summer, it's not that bad.
Well, my buddy lives there, and he will screenshot temperatures out of his car.
Uh-huh.
It's 115, 117.
What are the temps going to be when the Commanders take on the Cardinals this weekend at 425?
About 70 degrees?
Yeah, 72 degrees inside.
Oh, that's right. It's a covered dome. Yeah. I keep forgetting that.
Yeah.
It'll be 72 degrees. So while we're on the weather topic, I'm supposed to play in a media pickleball event Friday. I don't think the weather's looking great for Friday either.
No, because that's going to be the remnants of Helene.
Mm.
Now, the track is going to go west once it gets up through Georgia. It's going to go, but there's going to be some remnants.
Man, he really follows it very closely.
Most calculated guy in the history.
He's horny for weather.
Who doesn't follow weather? You got to follow weather.
A lot of people just kind of look out the window and make their plans for the day.
They don't.
I will look at my phone, and I'll see what the weather is, and then that's about it. It's like a three-second check. I'm like, it's 70 and clear, or it's rainy. Or
got to watch my man Cameron or Amelia Draper or Chuck Bell in the morning.
I don't have time to watch all the local weather people. I have other things to do.
It takes 5 minutes.
Well, those are 5 minutes where I could be doing waiver claims for my fantasy football.
Oh, I do that too.
I have to prioritize things.
Oh, speaking of, I got to go to my email to see if any of my waiver claims were denied.
You know how this is. You know how things work.
Yeah, I do.
Tuesday night into early Wednesday morning, 3 a.m. Wednesday morning, your waiver claims run.
Hmm.
Got to make sure you got them in.
I get so bitter when they say deny.
Well, that happens. Sometimes that happens if you're not in the right order, or you didn't make a big enough fab claim.
So right. I've been blowing cakes away with some putrid gas these last couple of days, and he's 100% right. I need a probiotic.
Yeah, you got some. You have a gut issue.
I have a gut issue.
You
I
have
think.
Something going on with your gut.
I think I need a probiotic.
Yeah, you might need to like way overspend because I mean, if you buy like one bottle of like probiotics, mm-hmm. it's like $30.
Yeah.
Whoever's making the probiotics.
It's the greatest scam ever.
They've got yachts like Dan Snyder.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just killing it.
Right.
Just crushing.
We should get junkie supplements.
we should diversify. Yeah.
I would definitely take them.
Need to diversify our portfolios.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, my apple cider vinegar gummies, they just work fine.
They do the trick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Keep your reg. Still had a little bit of an issue last night.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
My tummy was hurting a little bit.
Tum-tum rumblies.
Around 2 a.m. And then this morning when I got up, it was really bothering me.
Yeah.
But I took care of the business.
And now you're silly.
And then now I feel good.
And you're good to
go. Well, did you mention that JP's not here because his wife has been sick?
JP is not here.
Yeah. I mean, she's fine. She's vomiting. Yeah. So he's got some virus or something.
Yeah.
So he has to take care of his youngest.
Mm-hmm.
So he's taking a day off. I know that I see you have your basket over there.
Yeah, I don't know.
It ain't the greatest, but it'll work. You can wrap it.
This is a basket that I just grabbed out of like my pantry at home. It serves as like a bread and or like a bagel basket for get-togethers. I don't know if it's really a gift basket.
It could work if you wrap it.
Yeah, I mean, we could go out and procure a better basket than this one. But yeah. This is just at least for the visual for today. It could work.
Now, would you be okay with wrapping that and sending that? Or would your wife be distraught?
No, I mean, I think this is a rando, like... You could get a basket like this at Home Goods for like $15.
Okay, so your wife's not going to be upset if we actually send that to Ryan Poles.
I don't think she's going to care.
Right.
Or we could get a better basket today. I it doesn't matter.
I don't know.
Whatever you guys want to do.
Usually,
I'll let you guys handle the basket.
I mean, usually Dravy and Valdez are a little more all in on the bits. This one, I'm not feeling the appreciation for the bit.
No, we are. But first off, it needs like a
handle.
Handle.
Like
handle. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
You know,
it's got two handles on the sides.
Like, no, like a big carry, arch thing.
Like an arching basket.
Like an Easter basket.
Yeah. Kind of like that. Like a fancier version of an Easter basket.
I mean, but this could work if you just made it tall and wrapped it.
Yeah,
so I'm into the bit. What I wasn't into was your text at 9 p.m. last night that said, everybody bring in your item tomorrow.
It was a reminder. Unlike cakes, it was a reminder.
I didn't know.
No, I talked about it on the air.
I know, but I did
something that Cakes never does. I sent a reminder.
I know. A reminder at 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. would have been nice.
Well, I was busy.
I have my item.
I have two items, actually.
You don't have to bring anything, but I thought that, you know, I thought you would help. I said, send more out. Get a basket. Mark can do it.
I'll go to Walmart right now if someone gives me a credit card.
Pickle will.
There's a Walmart.
This is his grand idea. He's going to give it to
whatever.
You.
Whatever.
Yeah. I mean, sure, you can use my credit card. Hey. It's unbelievable that we don't think that.
By the way, did you think I was going to be up to see your text at 9 p.m.?
No, but I had spoken to you earlier.
That is true.
In fact, Jason texted me and he said, what should I get for this basket?
This dumb basket.
Yeah, and so I gave him a few ideas.
The basket.
So I already had. Right, Jason and I already had a conversation.
All right, well, I got the trolleys because apparently. Dum-dum Caleb likes trolleys.
Okay.
I got two bags, but I ain't sending Ryan Poles two.
Okay.
One's for him, one's for us.
Sized to chop it.
So there's the trolleys.
All right good.
Are we going to do this now or are we going to do this later? What do you want to do? Like sort of.
Well, we got to do it. I think tomorrow we got to stuff it because JP's not here.
He'll be back.
He's bringing his item tomorrow.
We can keep adding things.
We'll get a better basket.
Tomorrow it will be shipped off.
Okay, good.
All right.
Now, The thing that sucks about it is it's going to arrive at the Bears complex and like some PR hack is going to see it and it won't even make it to Ryan Poles' desk.
Of course not.
Yeah, he's not going to see it.
But that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's just the bit.
Yeah, the bit. We're doing it for the bit.
We'll put it out on social media and then hopefully they get a little heads up. That
maybe
we're
Chicago
sending this.
Radio sees it. They're upset about it. Yes. They talk about it.
Yes.
Why don't we have our friend Tom Healy camp out and see if the basket gets delivered.
Ooh,
get
that's
a little video on the Chicago end.
That's a great idea.
Follow the UPS truck.
Yeah, I'm sure Tom's going to want to do that. Stake out the Bears complex.
Come on, he can participate.
Maybe we have
bit.
A listener in Chicago or two that can go.
That would be fantastic.
My guy Kent, one of my best friends, lives in Chicago.
All right, well, now, Kent, he sounds like a guy who could probably stake
Kent,
the,
can I, he
the
can
Bears
be boots
complex.
On the ground.
He could be. Listens to the show.
Very good.
That might be the guy.
What does Kent do for a living?
He's a wedding and design photographer.
Well, what you could do is we just send it. Is that what you were saying? Send it to Kent, and Kent could deliver it. See, that's the bit.
That's also a good idea, yeah.
That's the bit. And then he has a photographer with him to video the interaction.
We could probably get that done.
And it's a thought. It's a thought. And that way we could at least see how they
react. He's only going to be able to walk into whatever the front door is. And there's going to be a 70-year-old woman in the front desk. That's who's going to receive it.
Yeah, you set it down, and that's going to be the end of it.
That'll be it.
Right. All right. Well, anyway, it's... Sorry, God forbid I try to think of something to do fun.
We're on your team.
Okay.
Yeah, we're sized.
Okay. Yeah, why do you think we're not?
Just because the passiveness of Drabby going, well, who's going to get the basket?
That's a logistical question.
I know.
What do you think? I'm a bank over here? Yeah, I'm going to donk off $117 on.
I don't think it's that much, but I wouldn't expect you to pay. I wouldn't expect you to pay one penny.
Oh, I've paid.
Yeah, you realize a lot of the stuff we pay for ourselves.
Yeah, I don't think you should.
Yeah. I know, but you realize that.
No, I don't think about it, but I don't think you should.
That's not a big deal. We're shipping it off tomorrow. We're all in.
CK's going to send it. He's going to expense
it. Just tell me how much I owe, and I'll Venmo whoever I owe amount.
If money is an issue, I'll give you my credit card.
Hey. Someone owes me $9.36 for two trolley bags.
I know he has the receipt.
Actually, you know what? I think they were more expensive than that.
They probably were.
Let me see what. I don't even know what trolley gummies are. Let me see.
I don't know. I've
seen these in like a dollar store.
You know how good those are.
Well, Harris Teeter, they ain't a dollar.
You know how much sugar there are on each one of those gummy worms?
Yeah. That's what makes it good, Case.
So good. They're so delicious.
I got the crawlers, the Sour Bright crawlers.
Why isn't it opened?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, right.
We're going to send one to Caleb, and the rest we're going to eat.
All right.
That's the way that works.
I'm try a couple right now.
All right, so here's what we're going to do.
Very yummy.
We'll gather our thoughts, we'll get a better basket, and then we'll stuff the basket tomorrow.
All right.
When everybody's here. And everybody has their items.
Perfect.
We've got the wrap for it. I can bring my bread basket back home.
And by the way, if listeners want to drop off stuff, they can.
They're
too.
More than welcome.
Just give it to our guy. What's our guy down there at security?
Carlos.
Carlito.
Oh, I mean, we begged for blue raspberry Slurpees yesterday, and I didn't. I mean, my tongue wasn't blue at the end of the show.
Yeah.
So
they're
letting
us down.
I don't know if we can really rely on the listeners to come by and help fill the basket.
But they're welcome to
if they want.
The whole idea of being here in the city is to be more centrally located.
Yeah.
Get more guests.
That's
and all
a good
that.
One. That's funny.
Yeah.
Get more guests.
It doesn't really work out. I feel like if we were in the suburbs, it'd be a lot easier. Guys could just drop by. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But being here, it doesn't really
work out.
And
we'd have thousands of extra dollars because we wouldn't be paying for parking.
Yeah.
Literally thousands of extra. But
that's
we don't.
That's true.
What are you going to do? You got to pay to park.
Yeah.
Worst decision ever. And I can't remember the GM's name who decided to move down here.
I know
what was his name? Bob? Bill, nope. Mike,
Steve.
Yeah, Steve's an idiot.
I like Steve, but I don't know if it was the greatest move to move down here to DC.
I'm happy that I got to drive 50 minutes every
Half
morning.
The entire reason why we moved here is gone.
Right.
Hey, what are you going to do? You know what? It just tells us we're survivors.
Yeah.
Junks are survivors.
Yeah.
That's what we are. All right. Coming up on the show later, we have Will Brinson. He will join us at 8 o'clock. He's an NFL writer.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
for CBSSports.com. Mike Rizzo will join us in
the last time he'll join us.
Should be his final appearance for the 2024 season. There's a lot to talk about with Mike Rizzo with the CJ.
I wonder
Abrams.
How much he wants to talk about
well,
that.
Well, I'm sure.
I mean, we're going to ask
him. I'm going to guess zero.
Yeah.
We're going to ask him.
So Mike Rizzo will join us at 9 o'clock. You don't want to miss that. And we'll talk Terps football with Mike Loxley, the head football coach at the University of Maryland, at 9:45. So lots to get to right here on the Junks.